It's now time to awaken your passion and purpose with Annette Daly. Each week, she will take you through a process to be the best you by focusing your attention on passion and purpose. Make sure to visit Annette on her website, sosaiththequeen.com.
Hello, my name is Annette Daly, and I am a lifestyle designer with So Saith the Queen, who is starting a movement. My movement is to start a revolution of women who were once bored, overwhelmed, and uninspired to discover their passions, purpose, and personal gifts. They will discover what they are the queen of and begin adding value to others every day. I was personally trained by the New York Times bestselling authors of The Passion Test, Chris and Janet Atwood. I learned how to give women the tools they need to be immediately successful and be the queen for the rest of their lives. If this sounds of interest to you, please go to my website, sosaiththequeen.com, and download my free ebook, 101 Ways to Be a Queen and Live a Royal Life. This series of podcasts will be a tribute to the book, Queen of Your Own Life, The Grown-Up Woman's Guide to Claiming Happiness and Getting the Life You Deserve, by Kathy Kinney and Cindy Ranscliffe. Now let me ask you, what will you be queen of today? Will you join my movement? In the previous podcast, we've been covering the top 10 ways to become a queen of your own life. Number 10 was banish from the first half of your life that you no longer want to keep in the second half. Number 9 way was to decide what you want to keep from the first half of your life and carry it over. Number 8 was claim your beauty and your power. 7 was recognize that language matters and to choose words about ourselves that are positive. So that brings us to number 6 clue of the top 10 ways to become queen of your own life. And that is admire yourself. I learned from selfesteemexperts.com how to love and admire you practice or an exercise. And there's two parts. And here's part 1. Choose a characteristic, a quality, a talent, a skill, or ability you admire in yourself, and list specific situations in which you embodied that quality. So here's an example. I admire my willingness to help others. So what you do is you go through your week and you write down ways that you have exhibited how you were willing to help others. So here we go. Last Thursday, I did grocery shopping for my mom because she wasn't feeling well, and I was able to help her. Another example, I took care of my neighbor's cats while she was out of town last week. Also, I donated food to my local food pantry yesterday. So all of those are examples of me being willing to help others, and I admire that about myself. Part 2 to that exercise is, before you go to bed every night, is to review those things that you have written down in the past week and add to what you are admiring about yourself. The next step is to own your identity and embrace who you are. You are one of a kind with a unique mix of abilities, emotions, strengths, weaknesses, goals, and opportunities. Every woman's personal path in life has been full of detours, unfortunate surprises, victories, and gasp for breath, close calls. What makes you the queen is your willingness to continue one day at a time in sickness and in health, so to speak. The days are long, but time sure flies. So take a Windy Mountain moment and admire your trials and your stumbling blocks. Everyone has setbacks. It's really how you react to them that shows how much progress you have made. It's your life. It's a gift, an adventure, a journey. You are glorious. Cherish who you are. You are worth the effort. Building self-esteem means becoming aware of your issues so you can get past them. A healthy self-image will help you to become more confident, more relaxed, more focused, and more available. This will help you and help those closest to you. Which brings me to number 5 way to become the queen of your own life. And that is to build and nurture trusting friendships. Face life's joys and challenges with a friend by your side. Every woman needs at least one good friend to totally trust inside and out with supreme confidence and loyalty. She is the one you can ask the questions that you'd be afraid to ask anyone else. She has your back, and she wants nothing more than to see you succeed and be your very best. Now, I've had a couple of BFFs for over 20 years. We've been there for each other through thick and thin, and we realize our relationships have not always been easy, but we have remained committed to each other in spite of our fights and our fallouts at times. Being cranky with each other is bound to happen because we do spend a lot of time with each other. But you know what? When this happens, we're quick to apologize. We love each other unconditionally, and we are genuinely happy for each other's successes. We remind each other of how awesome the other friend is and how proud we should be of our own accomplishments. I am so grateful for the reminders, and I'm especially grateful that they are in my royal court. If you would like to receive help clarifying the things that are most important to you right now in this moment, or receive help understanding how to consistently choose in favor of your passions so you can begin living passionately from today forward, I can help you walk away with a strategy you can use for the rest of your life for aligning with your passions. I'm running a 50% discount for private one-on-one consultations until the end of August. We can do this in person or also over the phone. All you have to do is register at sosaiththequeen.com/specials. Regularly $300, now only $150. Or if you prefer a group setting, I'm holding a seminar called Awaken Your Passion, Purpose, and Personal Destiny on Saturday, September 10th. In Fork Union at the Fluvanna County Parks and Rec Building from 1 to 4 p.m. Also, if you would like to purchase your own copy of the book, Queen of Your Own Life, please go to my products tab on the same website, sosaiththequeen.com. Finally, embrace your inner queen. Every moment is a gift. Be grateful for your gifts and share them with others. So saith the Queen.